news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, you made it to Friday, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Not only is it Friday, it's National Fried Chicken Day, but we'll get to the important news in just a second. First, Dr. Bill on the way with our forecast, and let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Toy and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident. Moffitt Road, the West I-65 Service Road North, and 18-wheeler and red Cadillac got together. No injuries involved, but it is in the roadway. Be careful. State troopers tell us they're clear, but they've got radar already set up and will for all the weekend as you're traveling from the Bayway, I-10, all the way out towards Malbus and Loxley. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, and the new splash and activities lawn. Get all the details and make reservations at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is George Zogby. We've all heard President Trump's message of draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. I have a similar vision for Mobile County. I want to drain the streets of Mobile County from the professional criminals. Police officers and deputy sheriffs tell me they are tired of arresting the same criminals over and over again. As district court judge, I can make a difference. July 17 is the day we all say, you're fired, to the serious professional criminals of Mobile County. I'm George Zogby. Not only do I approve this message, this is my message.
How does loss of compressed air impact your business? Lost production, costly rental units, customers waiting in the lobby? Why risk it? Unless you lose power, you should never lose compressed air. Mobile Mechanical Services can evaluate your system and show you how to prevent costly downtime. Let Mobile Mechanical Services help you increase your production and eliminate the unnecessary expenses associated with compressed air system failures. Call Mobile Mechanical Service, 653-6948.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Dalton, Kelly will be back with us on Monday. Dr. Bill on the way with a full weather discussion. Also, Kane with traffic. Speaking of weather discussion, we mentioned it yesterday during the midday show. It's got a name now. It's Beryl.
Beryl.
But like Cheryl with a B. Mm. Not because I think people were worried this might be Tropical Storm Barrel. And no, this is Beryl, like Cheryl, but with no CH.
Just think, if Meryl Streep had a brother, he'd probably be named Beryl Streep.
That's exactly right. So this tropical storm Beryl has become the first hurricane overnight. Yeah, it's a hurricane overnight. First hurricane of the 2018 Atlantic hurricane season, strengthening to a Category 1 hurricane early this morning. Beryl is in the... Beryl is in the central Atlantic and moving west. It's very small in area. National Hurricane Center says Beryl could get even stronger over the next day or so and then weaken as it moves closer to the Lesser Antilles, where it's expected to make landfall late on Sunday or early Monday morning. Should become just a low pressure system after that and rain in the Caribbean. So no threat to our area as it stands now. But of course, we'll get more details coming up with Dr. Bill Williams.
And I'm surprised. Well, you know, in the water out there, surfers, when they get a good wave and it crashes over them and they're flying through that wave, they call it, they're going through the green room, they get barreled. And I wonder if you don't have any surfers because of the name of this storm trying to maybe catch a ride out there and catch some waves on Beryl.
Dropping them in the central Atlantic or going to probably have to go to Lesser Antilles where you'll get some waves from that. We'll get more from Dr. Bill, because I mean, we're getting into the heart of hurricane season. We're definitely not at the peak. That happens in late August and September, but we're at least in the foothills. We're in the foothills of hurricane season. We'll talk more about that coming up. Also, today is not only Friday, it is, oh my goodness, one of my favorites, National Fried Chicken Day.
Oh boy.
I got to tell you, one of my many weaknesses when it comes to trying to, you know, lose some weight or fried foods, fried fish and fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And fried chicken, I mean, we talk about comfort food. For me, fried chicken's a comfort food.
Yeah, I love fried chicken, and the hotter, the better. I love some spicy fried chicken. And actually, just the other day, I was at an establishment that's known for their chicken. Actually,
yeah.
Known for something else. I think we'll talk about that a little bit later. But okay. I was getting some grilled chicken, but I was staring at the fried chicken as they were preparing my grilled chicken.
Right, you're like, stupid. I wish I could have the real thing.
One of the most difficult things I've done in my life.
Well, I will put this in the mix here. Yeah, National Fried Chicken Day, and there's celebrations going on for National Fried Chicken Day. We're going to talk about some places where you can get some discounts on chicken today. Also, want to talk about a boy from Alabama. This story kind of hand in glove with the story of Austin Pirine out of Birmingham, mm-hmm. kid who, by the way, he's 4 years old, has gained national attention back in May when he was featured in a story on CBS about his project Feeding the Homeless there in Birmingham. He also, because he's 4 years old and he's a boy, he dresses in a superhero cape. I love this kid. Pirine spent his allowance money on chicken sandwiches and passed them out to strangers, telling each one, don't forget to show love. Now, Church's Chicken announced today the restaurant's going to donate $1 for anyone who posts an image of their chicken on social media pages. Now, I don't know if that's pre- or post-cooked chicken.
Yeah, you don't want the pre-cooked
It just
chicken.
Says put a picture of your chicken up on the social media page, and you hashtag, you tag the company at Churches, which is at C-H-U-R-C-H-S, no apostrophe for possessive, but I don't want to get hung up on that, with the following hashtags, show love, hashtag Church's Chicken, hashtag National Fried Chicken Day. The money, up to $10,000, will go to the foundation led by Pirine, where he's using his money to help out the homeless in Birmingham.
That is fantastic. I just
eat chicken and make money for charity? Okay.
Yeah, that's win-win, and there's probably more wins attached to that. But he's such an awesome kid. I can't believe, like you said, 4 years old.
Yeah.
And you said he wears a superhero cape. It's because he is a superhero. He's wearing a cape. I wouldn't call it a superhero cape. He's a superhero wearing a cape.
We'll just call it an Austin Pirine cape.
I like it.
Yeah, this kid is great. So today, take a picture. If you're eating some fried chicken at lunch or whatever, take a picture of it. Make sure to do the at Churches and then those hashtags show love, hashtag Churches Chicken, hashtag National Fried Chicken Day, and they will donate $1 per post, up to $10,000 to that charity. So good stuff. We'll talk more about chicken, and also that is the subject of our online opinion poll question. I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself this morning. Who makes your favorite fried chicken? You can vote online, front page of FM Talk 106.5. All right, 6:14, check in with News 5 next.
This is Mike Huckabee. In the race for lieutenant governor, there's something you need to know. Will Ainsworth is trying to make you believe he has a relationship with Donald Trump that simply doesn't exist.
On February 27, 2016 in Huntsville, Will Ainsworth campaigned against Donald Trump. He said, Donald Trump is a con artist, not a conservative. His ridiculous act has gone far enough, and we have to put a stop to it now.
While Ainsworth was campaigning against Donald Trump, Twinkle Kavanaugh was going door-to-door for the president in multiple states. Twinkle fought for Donald Trump, not against him.
A con artist? That's what Will Ainsworth called our president in February 2016. Now he's trying to hide his record.
There's a clear choice for lieutenant governor. Will Ainsworth is intentionally trying to deceive you. He's the real con artist. Twinkle Kavanaugh is a champion for Donald Trump, and she'll fight for you too.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A large fire sparked by fireworks in Destin is finally out. That fire started around 10:30 last night. It took firefighters hours to extinguish the blaze on the island side of the Destin Bridge. A two-year-old boy is dead after drowning in his grandparents' pond in Van Cleve, Mississippi. This happened during a family outing July 4th. Brian Chapman's parents said it took just minutes to realize he had run over to the pond to prove he didn't need his swimmies. Still no arrest in a shooting at Bel Air Mall. Tuesday night, two men began arguing inside Victoria's Secret. Several shots were fired. Three bullets hit a pair of mall kiosks. A four-year-old boy from Alabama has inspired a national fried chicken chain to show some love. To mark National Fried Chicken Day, Church's Chicken is donating $1 per social media mention to help feed the homeless through Austin Perrine's Foundation. The four-year-old found himself in the national spotlight in May when he was featured on CBS News for his good deeds. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
I'm Brandi Hambright, candidate for Mobile County Circuit Court Judge. I believe people want honesty and transparency in the courtroom. Citizens want to be heard and to know their judges are working for them. On July 17th, a vote for me will put honest, conservative values on the bench. I have nearly two decades of courtroom experience. I respect the law, and I am not afraid to be tough. Remember, vote Brandi Hambright on July 17th to keep our court conservative. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Brandi Hambright Circuit Court, P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning, 618 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears beat the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 7-3 Thursday night. Jumbo Shrimp scored all three of their runs in the top of the first inning, and the Bay Bears answered with three runs of their own in the bottom of the first, including a two-run homer from Jared Walsh. Mobile added three runs from three different bats in the third inning, and then added another run in the sixth for good measure. Tonight, the Jumbo Shrimp and the Bay Bears meet again. First pitch at the Hank is scheduled for 7.05 p.m. And I believe they have fireworks after the game.
Ooh.
Yeah, should be another one of those nights. In the major leagues on Thursday, the Atlanta Braves lost to Milwaukee 7-2. The Washington Nationals snapped a five-game losing streak and came back from nine runs down in a 14-12 barn burner win over Miami. Here's the final call from the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network.
And the Nats hold on to win it 14-12.
I mean, the win of the year for the Washington Nationals, without a doubt. Down 9-0, they came back and beat the Marlins.
Minnesota snapped a six-game losing streak with a 5-2 win over Baltimore. Texas beat Detroit 7-5. The Houston Astros got a walk-off ninth-inning win over the Chicago White Sox 4-3. St. Louis hit three home runs, beating San Francisco 11-2. Seattle beat the LA Angels 4-1. And San Diego got the W over Arizona 6-3. On the PGA Tour, Webb Simpson shot a 9-under par 61 to lead after one round of a military tribute at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. Simpson leads Wee Kim by one stroke. Phil Mickelson and defending champion Xander Schauffele are in a large group of golfers tied 5 shots back at 4-under par. Bubba Watson 7 shots back at 2-under par. On the 11th hole Thursday, Watson appeared to hurt his wrist on a bunker shot. Round two begins this morning. At Wimbledon, former champions Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic both advanced to the third round with straight sets wins on Thursday. Here's Djokovic after beating Horacio Zabalos yesterday.
I respect and I don't underestimate any opponent. And obviously, I'm very pleased with the way I played both matches.
In the biggest upset of the day, third seed Marin Cilic lost in 5 sets to Guido Pella. The third seed in the women's tournament also lost on Thursday when Garbiñe Muguruza lost in 3 sets to Alison van Oetvonk. After 4 days at Wimbledon, only two of the top 8-seeded women are still playing in the tournament. Today, the third round of the men's and women's singles begins with Roger Federer and both Serena and Venus Williams trying to advance to the next round. The quarterfinals of the World Cup begin today with two games. At 9 this morning, Uruguay will take on France. Uruguay will be hoping for goals from the feet of Luis Suarez and Edinson Cavani, while France hopes their 19-year-old prodigy Kylian Mbappe can continue his hot streak after scoring twice against Argentina. And then at 1 this afternoon, Neymar and Brazil face Belgium. The Brazilians are attempting to reach the World Cup semifinals for the second time in a row. 621 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Probate judges do a lot more than just sell car tags. They preside over 1,500 hearings a year.
I'm Alan Lipscomb, candidate for probate judge of Baldwin County. Not only am I an experienced probate attorney, I'm an experienced business owner. Just last year, more than $40 million went through my accounts, and I'm responsible for every penny. I'm probate attorney Alan Lipscomb, humbly asking for your vote for Baldwin County probate judge. I don't sue people for a living. I help them.
Paid for by committee to elect Alan Lipscomb, P.O. Box 471, Fairhope, Alabama.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've had light traffic so far this morning. Daphne, Spanish Fort, across the Bayway, no delays. Mobile Police Department do have one accident during the final clearing stages. At Moffitt Road, the West I-65 Service Road North, it's an 18-wheeler and a red Cadillac that got together. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes, and at Bama Flooring, now move to Highway 59 in Robertsdale. They have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters. Check out the reviews on Facebook and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 72 now at FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill joins us just about 10 minutes from now with a review of today's weather forecast, the weekends, and a look at Hurricane Beryl out in the Atlantic. We'll talk more about that coming up. And also, we'll get into some discussion of tariffs. U.S. and China ramping up this trade war. Get into that in just a second. I do want to give you a heads up about a buddy of mine, Trey Bennett, and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He's a local franchisee, Mobile, Baldwin County, working at your house, your office. office, a storage unit, even a house you got to get ready to sell. If you've been in that situation before, you need the help to get the junk gone. They can do it, and they can do it very quickly and efficiently. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So it's something you physically can't move. You don't know where to throw it away. You're overwhelmed. We get it. And local folks have been using Trey now for 10 years. 10 years in the business for Trey. He started 1-800-GOT-JUNK right about the time we started FM Talk 106.5. He's been with us the whole time. I've known Trey for a long, long time, and he does great work. It is easy to set that appointment. You can go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll set a specific appointment time, and that's when they show up. So if it's like Tuesday at 5:30 in the afternoon, well, that's when they're there. And the price they quote you, that's the price you pay, whether the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was or not. The number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. The website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, 626 FM Talk 106.5. Trade war heating up today between the United States and China. Scott Carr from Westwood One with more.
China's Commerce Ministry is accusing the U.S. of starting what it calls the biggest trade war in economic history, as both countries continue to impose steep new tariffs on tens of billions of dollars of each other's exports. The Trump administration's 25% tariffs are targeting more than 800 Chinese products such as industrial machinery, medical devices, and auto parts. They kicked in just after midnight Eastern time, and China's tariffs on U.S. goods came into effect immediately afterward. They'll hit an equal value of U.S. exports, a total of more than 500 items, including SUVs, meat, and seafood. The trade disputes rattled markets and prompted warnings from companies of damage to their bottom lines and higher prices for American consumers. Scott Carr, Washington.
All right, 627 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, more on this. So the target of the tariffs, pretty broad spectrum, as you mentioned there, of Chinese goods, passenger vehicles, radio transmitters, aircraft parts, and computer hard drives. Those are industries that Washington, it says, has benefited from unfair trade practices from the Chinese. The second list here of 284 goods is worth about $16 billion a year in the U.S. economy. China is expected to retaliate with their own tariffs. We've talked about that. You know, the soybeans have been on the list, but that's just one of many that the Chinese will tariff coming back out. So you've got two things. You're going to necessarily have an increase in consumer prices. I mean, that is how this works. We will see. Now, if you buy those products, you're going to get stuck. If you don't, you won't. Now, will the U.S. ability to manufacture ramp up? Sure. How long does that take? Well, that's one of the big questions. We'll talk about that more coming up after 8.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A large fire sparked by fireworks in Destin is finally out. The fire started about 10:30 last night. It took firefighters hours to extinguish the blaze on the island side of the Destin Bridge. We could learn the identity today of a man who died in a house fire yesterday afternoon. The fire happened on Brill Circle just off Dolphin Island Parkway in Mobile. Neighbors called 911 around 4 o'clock after seeing the flames.
I was standing right beside him and I started screaming, everybody in there come out, say something, and I was hollering and nobody would come, and the fire company pulled up.
A man from Satsuma is still in jail this morning, 2 days after authorities say he drove drunk and plowed into multiple cars and a person watching fireworks in Grand Bay. Johnny Sasser is charged with DUI, but he'll likely face additional charges. 3 children and 4 adults were injured in the crash. They were all watching fireworks on Highway 90 Wednesday night. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in the studio, and you're always keeping abreast of what's brand new, and you're offering it to us right here in Mobile and Baldwin County's liquid aeration. Tell me about this.
We're using a couple of different products, liquid aeration and liquid organics, and we've been experimenting with it for a few years, some of it on your yard, some of it on mine.
Yep.
It's just some products that we're really happy with the results. We really think it's going to be beneficial to your lawn and most lawns around here. And liquid aeration simply just clumps fine soil particles together, creating micro channels for water, air, and roots to work within. It also creates little pockets for beneficial bacteria to populate. And then we throw in liquid organics, and it's like beneficial bacteria, like you would eat yogurt. It essentially is that for your soil.
So you're making healthier soil to make healthier grass.
Yeah, building better grass from the ground up.
That's what they do at Sexton Lawn and Landscape. So somebody wants to get this done at their place, how do they get in touch with you?
Find us online, sextonlandscapes.com. We're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Or just give us a call, 626-3
The tariff war with China is underway.
At the stroke of midnight, the U.S. hit China with tariffs on $34 billion of goods. China immediately had revenge tariffs of equal value and accused the U.S. of launching the largest trade war in economic history.
Correspondent Christine Romans reports hours before the tariffs took effect, President Trump warned the U.S. may ultimately target over $500 billion worth of Chinese goods. With 14 federal investigations underway, Scott Pruitt, head of the Environmental Protection Agency, has resigned.
Pruitt and the president insisting this is a resignation, not a firing, but it does seem clear all of these investigations have become just too much for even Scott Pruitt to remain.
Correspondent Drew Griffin. Firefighters in Northern California say they're making progress against the county fire in Napa and Yolo counties. It is now more than 30% contained, but still threatens more than 1,000 homes and other buildings. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Ross Ike with Your Money Now. It's on. The U.S. has officially imposed new tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods, part one of President Trump's threat to level tariffs on up to $450 billion of imports from China. Beijing is retaliating with its own levies on $34 billion worth of cars, soybeans, and other products shipped from the U.S. Ford says it won't raise the manufacturer's suggested retail price for its imports in China. GM is still mulling the tariff's impact. Accused of numerous ethical violations, scandal-ridden EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt is stepping down. CNN's list of Pruitt's abuses of his position include high-priced travel, using his aides for personal tasks, having close relationships with lobbyists, and spending lavishly on things like fountain pens and a $43,000 soundproof booth for his office. Stocks ended near the day's highs. The Dow average added 182 points. The S&P rose 23, and the NASDAQ was up 83, but futures are pointed toward a lower open. That's your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance.
Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Oh, good morning, Sean.
So, set up kind of, what, normal July weather here for us at the beginning of the month.
Yeah, it's yesterday we get up to 91 degrees. We had a few showers around, although actually the humidity was a little bit lower yesterday, mm-hmm. a little more comfortable than the previous few days, but the humidity will be back. We had a low pressure system moving along the coast yesterday. It's now over in Louisiana. We're still going to see some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms today. Look for a high today of around 90 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms are possible, especially in the evening. I expect a low tonight in the low 70s. And then over the weekend, the cold front's going to move down through Mississippi and Alabama. It will stall over the southern counties. Doesn't look like it'll make it to the coast. And any time a cold front comes down this time of the year, that means showers and thunderstorms. So for Saturday and Sunday, looks like very active afternoons with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. That's going to keep temperatures in the 80s, most likely the upper 80s for Saturday and Sunday. So over the weekend, the best time to get outside is going to be through the morning hours because the afternoon is going to be fairly active with the shower activity. As we get into next week, Monday and Tuesday, we'll see a reduction in the number of thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, and that means we'll warm up into the range of 90 to 92 degrees. So back into the 90s for next week.
All right, Dr. Bill. And in the tropics, something popped up yesterday out in the Atlantic.
Well, we were talking about the possibility of a tropical depression forming way out in the Atlantic, about midway between the Caribbean and the African coast. Well, it has jumped right into a tropical storm, either Beryl or Beryl. It's moving in a westerly direction around 14 miles an hour, and highest winds are about 75. It's a very, very small storm. And when you first look at satellite pictures, it's almost hard to find it. But it is a little powerful small storm, and it's expected to maintain hurricane intensity for another day or so. And as it approaches the Caribbean, the conditions in the upper atmosphere will not be favorable, and it will start to decrease, and most likely will even become a depression or just a tropical wave as it moves into the Caribbean early next week.
Now, does that, when that breaks up and into the Caribbean, does that in any way seed the environment for future development of tropical weather, or does it just play out?
Well, you know, right now the Caribbean is not really favorable. Even water temperatures are below normal, and it's got that against it. But the upper atmosphere, these storms need to have a higher pressure aloft to provide an outflow. You have all this rising heated air and the moisture going up through the storm, and it has to escape through the top of it. And if we don't have that, the storm will die out. And so when I say it's an unfavorable area right now, that's the situation. It gets out over that Caribbean and just simply fall apart.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. You got your work cut out for you. Weekend weather scale on the way in just an hour.
I'm working on it now.
All right, check back in. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. 638 FM Talk 106.5. By the way, to give you more on this National Fried Chicken Day, but it is our online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Who makes your favorite fried chicken? We can give you choices here. Big list. And I'll tell you what, I worked on this list for, I don't know, 45 minutes this morning. I've probably missed someone. Somebody will inform me on the text line. If you want to, that's fine. We can add them to the mix. Right now on our list, Popeyes, KFC, Chick-fil-A, Church's, Hart's, Fusackli's, Mama's on Dolphin, Kitchen on George, The Noble South, Raising Cane's, Neighbors, Rouse's, Publix, I Do.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Goldfinger's, and my mother. So these are your choices. Who makes the best fried chicken? You can let us know when you vote online. Front page of FMTalk1065.com.
This is anonymous, so your mom will not find out if you do not choose her.
That's right. So if you, we won't rat you out. We will not share your IP address with Mama if you do vote against her in the fried chicken polling. Yeah, it is National Fried Chicken Day, and we'll tell you where to get a little discounted chicken coming up.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We do have an accident now in the final clearing stages, just moving off of Myra Drive in Pleasant Valley, one without injuries. State troopers already tell us they'll have extra patrols out across the Bayway from Daphne to Loxley, but now it looks good. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, light traffic and no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. With no-cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance, see their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Why does Dr. David Northcutt keep spreading lies about Chris Elliott? What does Dr. Northcutt have to hide? Several years ago, Dr. Northcutt was caught dispensing narcotics without a license. He pled guilty and was punished with probation. A few years later, the state of Alabama again charged Northcutt with 10 counts of providing false, fraudulent, misleading, and deceptive communications. And again, they found him guilty, and he paid thousands in fines. Today, Northcutt is facing another set of complaints, federal complaints, about his misuse of patients' private information. Who'd have thought a politician who's been found guilty of providing fraudulent communications? No wonder you can't trust David Northcutt to tell the truth. Get the facts at GuiltyDoctor.com.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 641 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Friday, not just Friday, but National Fried Chicken Day. It's, by the way, too. Saw some stats. You know, if I'm going to bring something up, I'm going to have stats.
I love some. I would love some fried chicken stats on this Friday morning.
Fried chicken statistics here. I may buck this trend because I am a fan of the Tasty Bird. Today, National Fried Chicken Day. 6% of Americans polled say every day is Fried Chicken Day because they eat fried chicken every day.
Wow.
Now, I could be talked into it, but, you know, I like to be able to walk on my own two legs and not be, you know, not have one of my buddies having to, you know, crack my chest open and rewire my heart this early in life.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't be able to make it through the door to get into the studio if I ate fried chicken every day.
6% of the 1,000 people they polled here said they eat fried chicken every day. And now, we used a kind of a looser definition of fried chicken, too, in our poll, because originally I wanted to make it bone-in fried chicken.
Yeah.
But then I saw some of the national discussion, and they throw in chicken finger, any kind of where you fry chicken, Chick-fil-A. And so if you get the fried, it's a fried chicken. So we put those other, first I was kind of, when I think fried chicken, I got to tell you, I think bone. You could ask me if I eat fried chicken a given week. I'd say, no, I didn't have any. And then I'd realize I did in a sandwich or in a finger or something like that.
In a finger, maybe a nugget.
Right.
And that's possible.
Yes.
Yeah, but if you're a fried chicken traditionalist and you vote on our poll, don't feel bad about not voting for some of the chicken finger places.
Right.
I'm a traditionalist.
Good. So we're giving you reason to, even if you like, and the chicken finger places on there, a lot of chicken finger places that we really, really like.
Oh, yeah.
But, and so they're in there, and you can vote for them in the mix. But I got to tell you, yes, I'm leaning more towards bone-in fried chicken. Okay, here's what the survey came out. Number one, 6% eat it every day. 30% of respondents said they eat once a month or less. 22% said every couple weeks. 21% said about once a week. And 22% said multiple times a week. So if you add it up, it means about 49% of Americans eat fried chicken at least once a week. That's a good thing.
That's a high number.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, this bothers me. They put in here, what condiment do you like best with fried chicken? That makes me, as a Gulf Coast boy, that makes me want to smack somebody in the mouth. You don't, if the fried chicken is done correctly. Now, I like condiments with the fingers and all that. I do. But if you have a good you know, breast and two legs or something spicy. I like spicy chicken like you do. You don't need to be putting anything on it.
No. But I do like spicy chicken. So if spicy chicken is there and they're able to put whatever seasoning on it and make it hot, I like that. But if I get some regular good fried chicken that isn't hot, I'm not afraid to add some hot sauce to it.
But, right. But when it's done properly, you should...
You don't need to.
Now, on fingers, I completely do, and I don't know why. Fingers, no problem for putting condiments on, but bone-in, tasty bird.
Yeah, you should just need the...
Just eat it. Survey said the most popular condiments to eat with fried chicken, barbecue sauce, then hot sauce, then ranch dressing, then gravy, and then honey mustard. By the way, 71% of Americans think chicken and waffles are a good combo. I'm here to admit I've never had...
You never have?
Never had chicken and waffles.
So good. You got the sweetness from the syrup and the waffle, and then you got, I guess, whatever flavor that fried chicken's putting off. Saltiness, and sweet.
Right, salt and savory, right, or whatever that is. But the waffles are fine, but they would get in the way of the amount of chicken I could eat. So that's why I would...
Interesting. It would fill your stomach up.
Pass those over. By the way, we mentioned it earlier. There's a great thing going on today with National Fried Chicken Day. Austin P. Ryan out of Birmingham. It's the four-year-old, you know, with his superhero cape who made national news by feeding those less fortunate in Birmingham. Church's Chicken today announcing that it will donate $1 for anyone who posts an image of their chicken on their social media pages and their stories and tags the company at Church's with the following hashtags: hashtag show love, hashtag Church's Chicken, hashtag National Fried Chicken Day. The money, up to $10,000, will go to the foundation led by that Birmingham boy, four-year-old Austin Pirine.
And the reason they're saying hashtag show love, is that what he, that's what he was telling?
That's right. That's what he tells
people when he would give them some food?
Yeah, give them food chicken. And he'd just ask them to show love.
That's so great.
Yeah, he's, what a great kid, and what a great way to raise money, eating chicken. Fried chicken today and raising money, forget about it. That's fantastic. Speaking of which, if you want to grab some tasty bird out there, some chains out there are offering a few discounts. I have not seen, okay, locally, here's what we have locally. It's on a company. See, this is where it gets muddy with me, because there are what they consider fried chicken. It's back to the issue we had here, from bone-in to just chicken that is fried. Mm-hmm. But you can go, like I said, so we don't have a White Castle. White Castle's doing something. Also, let's see, obviously Church's is doing something today. You have, let's see that. Yeah, so those are the two, and KFC. So they all have deals for National Fried Chicken Day. It's not free fried chicken. And there's a bunch of others here listed, but they're either chains that aren't in our area or they're on things that I don't consider truly fried chicken. So we'll post that list up on the Twitter feed. You can grab it right there at FM Talk 106.5. 647, coming right back.
Radio station contests are everywhere, but some are better than others. Now through Tuesday, register at Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65, and Moffitt. You could win a $50 qualifying prize, plus a 1 in 5 chance of winning the grand prize, including a Liberty Fat Boy Jr. safe, as well as a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Goldfingers, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, an inshore fishing charter from Grey Gulf Charters, a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, and Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at fmtalk1065.com and our Facebook, Local Business, Local Winners, from your local hometown radio station. Register now through Tuesday at Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65, and Moffitt Road for the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 1065.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A large fire sparked by fireworks in Destin is finally out. That fire started around 10:30 last night. It took firefighters hours to extinguish the blaze on the island side of the Destin Bridge. A two-year-old boy is dead after drowning in his grandparents' pond in Van Cleve, Mississippi. This happened during a family outing July 4th. Brian Chapman's parents said it took just minutes to realize he had run over to the pond to prove he didn't need his swimmies. Still no arrest in a shooting at Bel Air Mall. Tuesday night, two men began arguing inside Victoria's Secret. Several shots were fired. Three bullets hit a pair of mall kiosks. A four-year-old boy from Alabama has inspired a national fried chicken chain to show some love. To mark National Fried Chicken Day, Church's Chicken is donating $1 per social media mention to help feed the homeless through Austin Perrine's foundation. The four-year-old found himself in the national spotlight in May when he was featured on CBS News for his good deeds. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Come on down to Dolphin Island and have fun. There's so much to see and do. The Heritage and Art Museum, the Bird Sanctuary, Cadillac Square, East End Beach, the Public Beach, and West End Beach, the Dolphin Island Sea Lab, the Estuarium, Historic Fort Gaines, Island Golf, the Isle Dolphin Complex, and much more. Zootopia is Thursday night's free movie at the West End Beach. No glass, pets, or grills. Bring yourself, your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. Dolphin Island, the Sunset Capital of Alabama.
Good morning, 651 here on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears beat the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp 7-3 on Thursday night. Jumbo Shrimp scored all three of their runs in the top of the first inning, and the Bay Bears answered with three runs of their own in the bottom of the first, including a two-run homer from Jared Walsh. Mobile added three runs from three different bats in the third inning and added another run in the sixth inning for good measure. Tonight, the Jumbo Shrimp and Bay Bears meet once again, and first pitch at the Hank is scheduled for 7:05. In the major leagues on Thursday, the Atlanta Braves lost to Milwaukee 7-2. The Washington Nationals snapped a five-game losing streak and came back from nine runs down in a 14-12 barn burner win over Miami. Here's the final call from the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network.
And the Nats hold on to win it 14-12.
I mean, the win of the year for the Washington Nationals, without a doubt. Down 9-0, they came back and beat the Marlins.
Minnesota snapped a six-game losing streak with a 5-2 win over Baltimore. Texas beat Detroit 7-5. The Houston Astros got a walk-off ninth-inning win over the Chicago White Sox 4-3. St. Louis hit three home runs, beating San Francisco 11-2. Seattle beat the LA Angels 4-1. And San Diego got the W over Arizona 6-3. On the PGA Tour, Webb Simpson shot a 9-under par 61 to lead after one round of a military tribute at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. Simpson leads Wee Kim by one stroke. Phil Mickelson and defending champion Xander Schauffele are in a large group of golfers tied five shots back at 4-under par. Bubba Watson seven shots back at 2-under par. And on the 11th hole Thursday, Watson appeared to hurt his wrist on a bunker shot. Round two begins this morning. At Wimbledon, former champions Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic both advanced to the third round with straight sets wins on Thursdays. On Thursday, here's Djokovic after beating Horacio Zaballos yesterday.
I respect and I don't underestimate any opponent, and obviously I'm very pleased with the way I played both matches.
He sounds cold and calculated. Uh-huh. In the biggest upset of the day, third seed Marin Cilic lost in five sets to Guido Pella. Third seed in the women's tournament also lost Thursday when Garbiñe Muguruza lost in three sets to Alison van Oetvonk. After 4 days at Wimbledon, only two of the top eight-seeded women are still in play. Today, the third round of the men's and women's singles begins, with Roger Federer and both Serena and Venus Williams taking the court to try to advance to the next round. The quarterfinals of the World Cup begin today with two games. At 9 this morning, Uruguay will take on France. Uruguay will be hoping for goals from the feet of Luis Suarez and Edinson Cavani, while France hopes their 19-year-old prodigy Kylian Mbappe can continue his hot streak after scoring twice against Argentina. Then at 1 this afternoon, Neymar and Brazil face Belgium. Brazilians are attempting to reach the World Cup semifinals for the second time in a row. 6:54 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one.
At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, traveling downtown and all the way past the 65 split towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland. Also, no delays and no new wrecks in the roadways. Market in the Park is back again tomorrow from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
656 FM Talk 106.5. If anything, Dalton, we are responsive. I mentioned there's a chance I could have missed. I was doing it off the top of my head. Fried chicken places. And I do lament the fact that I opened it up for all fried chicken versus bone-in. But listen, I made my bed. I'm going to lay in it and eat delicious fried chicken. So I opened it up to all kind of fried chicken. And I said, hey, if I missed some... Mm-hmm. And I tell you what shows up big time, and I did miss some, obviously, y'all let me know on the text line. Grocery store fried chicken is pretty darn popular.
Publix, that's one that until I was on a fishing trip with you about 3 years ago, and there were a couple other guys on the boat, and you guys started talking about Publix chicken.
Yes.
I had never stopped at that part of the store to get some fried chicken, and I want to thank you for the extra 30 pounds I've gained since then, because I just love that stuff.
If y'all are on the boat with me, if you go fishing with me, there's a pretty good chance it's some Popeyes, some Rouse's, or some Publix fried chicken stowed away in there, because those are usually on my way to the island, and I consider fried chicken the perfect boat food. But yeah, we've added some more. Winn-Dixie now on the list, the Greer's on DIP on the list, Palmer's on Broad Street on the list, the Market in Citronelle on the list, Five Downtown on the list as well.
So many I need to try now.
All right, let's we'll talk more fried chicken. By the way, Chew from Sip and Chew on Sunday mornings, Stu is going to join us at 8 o'clock with how to cook your own fried chicken and make it fantastic.
Fantastic.
All right, hour number two on the way. Y'all stay close.